Hello, everyone. I know you might have tuned in expecting your regular Monday visit with Lori, but firstly, an introduction and a brief explanation. Please allow me the pleasure of introducing myself. I am Zach Miller, the Administrative Director of the Six Nations Family Health Team and the Planning Section Lead for our Six Nations COVID-19 Incident Management Team. Now for the explanation. Lori is currently away on some much needed vacation, so I will be hosting the podcast for her this week. Lori, if you're listening, please get some rest, relax, and have a cold drink for the both of us. It is time to get things underway. This is your Six Nations COVID-19 podcast. We are up and running for June 29th. As usual, we begin things with a visit to our wellness area. Today is a special day that ties in with our current situation from the COVID-19 pandemic, as it happens to be National Camera Day. That's right, part of, or shall I say, one of the tools we have that is helping us wade through the waters of COVID-19 are our cameras, whether it be on our phone or for the more serious photographers, a DSLR. A camera helps us capture moments of our lives. It keeps us others informed of how we are doing, and has become such an integral tool for us, especially during these unique and challenging times. Cameras can also allow us to capture those moments of life around us that we can sometimes so easily take for granted, such as a sunrise, a sunset, the sunlight shining through a canopy of leaves, or experiencing the sight of a morning fog over a field. Let us continue to be thankful for the creation that surrounds us. It is important through the stress and challenges of this pandemic to find ways to reflect, rest, and to continue to connect with others. We are not alone in this, and we will eventually make it to the other side. Let's turn our focus over to the numbers. After we had the Friday talk, over the weekend, the province reported cases of 160 on Saturday and 178 cases on Sunday. The number of new cases in the province did slightly uptick, but it still remains at under 200 as we close out the month of June. So making my first report of the numbers within our community of Six Nations, we record 14 positive cases of COVID-19. Zero of those cases remain positive. 13 of our positive cases have now been given over to be recovered or the resolved status, with one, unfortunately, having been deceased. Testing on Six Nations. We have 29 people waiting to hear back for the results from the lab, and 35 people are now self-isolating at the moment after their initial consultation with the Chateauguay Public Health. Let's see how Phase 2 reopening might be impacting some of our adjacent communities. Haldimand Norfolk Public Health Unit has 445 positive cases. 217 of those are resolved cases, and they have 32 deaths. Brant County Public Health Unit has 121 positive cases, 115 resolved cases, and 4 deaths. Hamilton Public Health Unit is recording 825 positive cases. 735 of those are now resolved, and there's 44 deaths. Toronto Public Health is recording 14,280 positive cases. 12,391 of those have been resolved, with 1,084 deaths. Phase 2 has begun in the province, and we are essentially a week removed from more daily operations starting back up and more restrictions being reduced. If you do decide to visit Six Nations, please remember to responsibly adhere to public health guidelines, to please monitor yourself and even those around you, to please ensure that as more things get back up and running, that COVID-19 does not become a travel buddy with you to Six Nations. Testing still remains one of our best tools to monitor, control, and track the virus. The COVID-19 hotline is open 7 days a week to take your calls. Now, perhaps you might be feeling some of the symptoms, and maybe they are being mildest at best. Well, no problem. We have a test here for you, and best of all, it's free, quick, and will clear your conscience. The Six Nations COVID-19 Assessment Center's number is 226-446-9909, or the toll-free number is 1-855-977-7737. Once again, that's 226-446-9909, or their toll-free number is 1-855-977-7737. If you are being tested or waiting on your results, we ask that you limit your interactions with others. We also ask that everyone keeps track of where you go and who you see on a daily basis. If you happen to get a positive test, you're going to be asked about the past 2 weeks, and specifically, the last 48 hours before you even started to have symptoms. This helps us to identify where you might have picked up the virus and where it might have spread. Also, it's important to remember that if you were to test positive for the virus, that the Chateauguay Public Health Office will be assisting you every step of the way. Keep Six Nations healthy and moving forward by 1, wearing a mask in public, 2, keeping yourself physically distant from others, 3, washing your hands frequently, and 4, cleaning high-touch areas in your home and workplace often. Masks protect me from you and you from me. Let's get wearing them. Think of all the people we can protect, our friends, our family, and everyone we care about. Put your masks or your masks, if you have multiple, by the door, on your dresser, or even write a note to remind you to wear your mask before you leave your house to go to a public location. Well, it's almost time to wind up my first ever guest-hosted podcast. I know we will be back again on Friday, July 3rd, because this Wednesday is the holiday. A couple of things to remind you about before our next meetup. Watch Healthy Six Day and Six Nations Matters for online virtual Zoom programming, being announced in particular about virtual summer camps and gardening contests. During the Wednesday holiday, maybe you might be having a barbecue, or maybe a pool party, or maybe even both. Just remember to keep gatherings to 10 people maximum. Preferably those 10 are people whom you interact with as your social bubble or social circle. Bring your own party supplies, such as pop, cups, food, hand sanitizer, and towels. You can even make a bundle, so you just use it, and explain that though you're not being an ungracious party host or guest, you're just being safe and looking out for everyone, so that you can take care of all of us, as well as so you can keep having more get-togethers as summer rolls on. It is important to not share any items if you do attend a social gathering. At a pool party or barbecue, this can include other people's swimwear, their goggles, snorkeling masks, cups, food, or anything that other people may have touched. If you would like to connect with the Six Nations Mobile Crisis Services, you can do so by phone at 866-445-2204 or 519-445-2204, available 24/7 by text Monday to Friday, 8:30 to 4, at 226-777-9480, or by live chat Monday to Friday, 8:30 to 4, found on the SixNationsCOVID19.ca website. Remember our frontline workers here on Six Nations and around the world. Please stay home for them. Please stay home for all of us. Stay well and stay safe. Nyawa. Thank you.